More studies are being released confirming the negative mental health effects from the pandemic, including one from Dr. Anise Shah, a psychiatrist and founder of the CN Clinical Corporation and CN Clinical Research in Santa Rosa. Good morning, Dr. Shah.
Good morning.
You've published a clinical study regarding depression and mental health during the pandemic, which, of course, is still ongoing. What are your initial findings?
Our mental health issues are at rise with the prolonged pandemic, with many other compounding stress such as election, fire, Black Lives Movement over the last 18 months. So we did a study here at CN taking data from about 245 patients. We use a tool called Epidemic Pandemic Inventory Tool. And then we recently published this study in JMIR Formative Research in June. And what we found that mental health issues are at rise with the prolonged episodes and several waves of COVID pandemic. We found that the alcohol and substance abuse issues are at rise. When we looked at in our study various subpopulation, we found that parents with younger kids have had much higher mental health issues. When we looked at all the psychiatric disorder across the board, we found that the depression and anxiety is at rise, and those are the disorders the population have struggled the most in our initial finding.
Is this largely because of the isolation that we founded ourselves in early in the pandemic, and even the continuing self-isolating of some at home today?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, there are many etiological factors that explains why this pandemic has caused social isolation. You're right, is one of the main factor. The other aspect is we had an election. In Sonoma County, we had an ongoing threat with fire. We had Black Lives Movement. So there are many other global issues that also compounded the stress in last 1 year. So, you know, those all factors together have really caused. And then we can't forget the economic impact this pandemic had on small and medium businesses. And, you know, that contributed to the stress as well.
What about yourself and through your own patients? What has it been like just trying to get patients that you see on a weekly or daily basis just to get through this time?
Yeah, I think it has been a very difficult time for our patients, the most vulnerable patients, where patients who already had pre-existing depression and anxiety, and you know we tried our best to change our practice into telehealth practice and Zoom and try to provide support to our patients using telehealth. I think it's kind of a very different ball game for most of us who provide care for their patients. Every patient is different. Every etiological factors that contributes to the depression and anxiety is different through this pandemic. So we try to figure it out what really is contributing and try to develop plan that goes along helping them. You know, for example, now we are looking at holiday seasons coming and then the stress and anxiety is spiking.
And, it usually does spike at around this time of year with the holiday season, and coupled that with also the supply chain issues as well, that also adds to it. For the depression side of it, if somebody is feeling depression or is feeling more depression just during this time, what's the best thing that they can do or somebody around them that may be noticing this?
That's a good question, and really, and I think I just ask our patients to first stick to the basics. Make sure you sleep enough and also exercise. Those are the two very important aspects that protects us from a serious mental illness or a breakdown situations. You know, I think it's also very important to identify how you're feeling during this time, figuring out your emotions about upcoming holidays, and see what's overwhelming you, what's kind of causing and making you a bit emotional during this time. Taking some time to sort out your thoughts through these emotions are very important. You can journal, you can talk to your friend, spend some quiet time about thinking, and then once you figure it out what those emotions are, then you start making plans, you know. It's also very important for us to acknowledge what we have lost. We have lost, some of us may have lost our home, our job, you know, we have a stay home from school, a prolonged period where our children were at home, and that has compounded our stress. We may also have had other experiences such as health issues among friends, family, and ourselves. And I think acknowledging what we have lost in itself is a therapeutic, you know. I always ask my patients around the holidays to practice a gratitude journal, you know. Gratitude is a major focus this time of the year. While it may be harder to find anything to appreciate when we had such a long journey with pandemic, it is still a plenty of things for us to thankful of. Make a conscious effort, I tell everyone, that regularly that you identify what you're grateful for. For example, it can be as broad as your health, you know, it can be as specific as a song you like, you know, a moment, a conversation you had with your friend, or a good time you had at your school, your work, and a conversation with your colleagues. Please think about aspects that you're really grateful of, you know. And, you know, I always tell our patients, too, that don't romanticize your typical holiday plans, you know. Holiday seasons may normally be full of excitement, but at the same time, it's a very high-stress situation. Long days of travel, endless to-do lists, and dinners with the friends and family, and seeing people that you don't get along with are all part of the holidays, too. So just having that recognition that the holidays are marathon and not sprint, and telling someone to say no, the things that you couldn't do this holidays is also equally important, you know. And then make most out of what you really enjoy.
Dr. Anish Shah, thank you very much for your time speaking to us just on this important subject, and one that we always need to keep in mind all the time of the year, but especially around the holidays. I hope you have a good day.
Thank you.
That is Dr. Anish Shah, psychiatrist and founder of the CN Clinical Corporation and CN Clinical Research here in Santa Rosa.
Rafael 101 Southbound.